Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week so far about having a heart of gratitude. I started out with speaking about the importance of teaching our children, teaching our families to be well-mannered, to say please, thank you, pardon me, excuse me. Those are very important lessons, and folks, those are facts that can't be overemphasized. Good manners are biblical, and it's right and fitting that the people of God have good manners and live that way. It really is. We are called to be a thankful people, to have God's praise on our lips daily. I gave scriptures in Psalm 100, in Colossians, Psalm 50, 95, 107, 147, Psalm 103, on and on. I read verses about how God's people are called to give thanksgiving, give praise, offer thanksgiving, offer unto God thanksgiving. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. When we pray, you should come thanking God. So often we're prone to say, God bless this, God bless that, bless this, bless that, come give me this, give me this, give me that. And on we go, asking, begging. Now, it's okay to ask God for things, but listen, we need to be thankful. We need to thank God for the tremendous blessings we enjoy every day. We also spoke about ingratitude, being unthankful. Talked about how the children of Israel were ungrateful. Maybe they were grateful for a while, but they soon forgot God. They soon lost their heart of gratitude and thankfulness. In Romans and 2 Timothy, we read scriptures how that those who are unthankful were listed right with those who were lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Those that were unthankful were listed with the covetous, the boasters, the proud, the blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unholy, without natural affection, and on. The unthankful folks were listed right with that same group of people. Well, as I said yesterday, my objective with this little teaching here is not merely to stimulate us to have good manners. That's important. But I want us to learn to see life from a different perspective. I would like to create within every one of us a keen awareness of the presence of God in our lives every day, and a consciousness of all that He does for us every day. God is in the habit of blessing those that fear Him. We simply need to open our eyes and recognize those blessings. Listen, God pities His children. Psalm 103 says that, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. He remembers our frame. He knows that we're dust. He has mercy on us. He has compassion for us. He has pity on us. Thank God. Bless God that He does. He is that way. So yesterday I asked you a question. If I were to ask you what you want to thank God for today, what comes to your mind? Think about that for a moment. And I know sometimes we say, well, it's a beautiful day. It rained yesterday. It was dry. We needed the rain. Oh, amen. We need to thank God for those things. Really, we do. We're blessed. We have plenty to eat, don't we? Amen. And it's good to thank God for those things. But God is much more personal than that. And I want to show you what I mean by that. We say that we believe that God dwells within the heart of every believer. The Bible teaches us that. But what does that look like on a daily basis? How do you experience God dwelling in your heart every day? How would you answer that? And I realize that there are different answers, different right answers to that question, but I'd like to show you at least one way today. Imagine with me for a moment having a father that would come to you and place his arm on your shoulder and bless you with kind, loving words of encouragement and affirmation. Can you imagine having a father like that? I hope you did. But sadly, many people have not had that privilege. And I'm sorry if that happened to be your lot. Many folks have not had that opportunity. Unfortunately, Satan has done much damage with sinful lives and has made fathers, many fathers, tyrants in the home, and have many, there are lots of children who have grown up hearing their dads say that they'll never amount to anything and calling them worthless and calling them names. And if you've had a father like that, I'm sorry. Those are painful experiences. But I'd like for you to imagine with me, just imagine with me, what it would be like to have a father that would every day come to you and place his arm on your shoulder and bless you with kind, loving words of encouragement and affirmation. I've said for a long time, one of the things that every person in this life needs is affirmation from someone in authority over them. Oh, the blessing that is. It's incredible. Well, imagine with me for a moment having a father that would give you loving words of wisdom and direction to questions in your heart that you're searching for answers for. Imagine having a father like that. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Oh, my. Imagine with me for a moment having a father that pities you when you make a mistake or you make a bad choice. And listen, we've all done that. And then we have to suffer the consequences of that choice. But imagine having a father coming along beside you when you do that and walks with you through the difficult consequences of the bad choice and helps you bear your burden. Wouldn't you like a father like that? Every one of us would. Imagine having a father that takes great delight in giving you good things, even giving you really neat surprises, and then smiles upon you as you stand shocked at how he just got done surprising you. Can you imagine having a father like that? But folks, listen, that's who our God is. I'm telling you, that's who he is. Do you believe that? Can you believe that? I dare you to believe that. I wish that everyone hearing my voice today would experience that kind of a walk with our Heavenly Father. Listen, you can. Believe me, you can. It's not some myth. That can be a reality in your life. I've learned to personally experience God that way, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm proud of my Heavenly Father, and I wish that every person could experience God the same way. I know what it is to have God, my Father. I sense his blessing just as though he would place his arm on my shoulder and bless me with kind, loving words of encouragement and affirmation. God does that. He'll do it for you too. I know that he pities me when I make a mistake, when I make a bad choice. And yes, I have to suffer the consequences just like everybody else does for a bad choice. But God helps me walk through it. He's right there. And he'll do that for you. That's who our God is. He takes great delight in giving me surprises. I'm telling you, really neat surprises. I could tell you story after story, things God did for me, surprised me. And I just picture God smiling as he looks down on me, and here I'm standing there shocked at what he just got done doing for me. And I just see God just smiling there at my surprise. That's the kind of father we have, folks. That's who our Heavenly Father is. Please believe me. I dare you to believe that. You can experience that same kind of a relationship with God. I wish you could. I wish everyone could experience that. And I want to help you to come to that place, at least by one way. We'll talk about more about that tomorrow. May God bless your day abundantly. Be thankful. Be grateful. God bless you.